Our local police forces are joining together to tackle burglaries. Surrey, Sussex, Kent and Thames Valley Police will coordinate activities during the coming 3 weeks. They say that with our evenings becoming darker, there is traditionally an increase in the number of break-ins. Superintendent Jeremy Westerman from Surrey Police spoke to me earlier.
Burglary is a horrible crime, you know, to be a victim of. Thankfully, burglary in Surrey is going down. There were actually 350 less victims of crime in comparison to what they were last year. But unfortunately, we do find historically this time of year, this type of crime goes up, and it does coincide with those darker evenings with the change of the clocks. And we think that's because the burglars can see whether people are at home or not, and it makes homes that are in darkness an easy target for them. So hence we have this campaign which we call Operation Candlelight running at this time of year.
And you're joining up with several neighbouring police forces.
Yes, we find we're much more effective if we work together across borders, because criminals are no respecter of county boundaries. So we're working with colleagues across the sort of southeast region in this campaign, both in terms of publicity to promote some sort of messages to the public to prevent crime, and also the operational activity that we're doing to target burglars, because obviously one way of stopping burglaries happen is to catch those committing those burglaries and lock them up, which is something we are also fairly successful at, but we're not complacent, and the more we can do, the better.
So a targeted element of this will be focusing on those known offenders?
Yes, burglary is a key priority for sort of Surrey anyway, but during the campaign, a lot of operational activity will focus on those offenders. We'll have additional patrols, but also we'll be looking to target those that we know or suspect are out committing crime. We'll do whatever it takes, whether that be knocking on their doors or actually carrying out surveillance against them. We will do that sort of activity, yes.
And it is such a distressing crime, isn't it? Because it goes beyond what's stolen. It's that sense of invasion in someone's own home.
Absolutely. It's, as you say, it's more than just the items that are sort of stolen. It's that invasion into someone's home. The campaign message we're giving is burglars mess with your head and not just with your home. And that's to try and get across this psychological and emotional impact that burglary has. And I don't think until you've been a victim of burglary, you really understand what that feels like to have that invasion into your own home. So that's why we're trying to get across the message that, you know, people need to take some basic measures themselves. The police will do what we can to catch and lock up burglars, but people can really help themselves.
Now, you mentioned that burglaries are going down. Is this as a result of campaigns like this? Do they tend to really have an impact on the figures?
We do find they do, yes. I mean, we've evaluated our activity last year, and we find that, yes, there is a spike in burglaries this time of year, but we can have an impact. And that's not just the police, it's communities themselves helping us and helping themselves. So taking some basic crime prevention measures, reporting to us suspicious activity they see. But the key messages we're trying to get across now, which we think will be effective, are light it, lock it and list it. And that is light things up, so use timers on your lights, so that it doesn't look like your house is unoccupied. Lock it, not just locking your doors, but lock side gates, lock your sheds where tools and implements can be used to break into houses, and list it. We're promoting a scheme, a website called Immobilise, which you can register all your property in. And if your property is stolen, then it makes it a lot easier for the police to recover it. But it's not just after the event. You put a sticker on your front door saying all your property is registered under Immobilise. It makes a good deterrent against burglars who don't want to steal property which can be readily identifiable. So light it, lock it, list it is the message. And we think if people follow those sort of simple steps, then burglary will go down and they'll be less likely to be a victim.